You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
Be sure to check out WDWDailyNews.com. WDW Daily News provides articles and other information about the Walt Disney Company and more. Be sure to follow them on Twitter at WDWDailyNews, a proud partner of Sorcerer Radio.
You are going to be a force for good and a very important sorcerer.
The following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Are you insane?
It's DW60 with Jeff Davis.
There's a very powerful voice. Where it's coming from, we have no idea.
On Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
No. Turn on the news!
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you the top news stories from the Walt Disney World Resort on DW60. This is Press Row.
Time for the headlines from the Walt Disney World Resort. It's DW60's Press Row. However you may be listening, Sorcerer Radio, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, the Weeby Geeks Network, we're glad you're here to find out what is happening at the Walt Disney World Resort. Jeff Davis here with you. Hope you are having a fantastic day as we now stand at 556 days without a nighttime parade over at the Magic Kingdom. Now, last week, I went and did something, and I was not scared to do this whatsoever. Disney Parks blog posted about how, you know, Paint the Night is coming back to Disneyland, and everything going on with the new Pixar Pier, stuff like that, and everything. I was like, well, that's great for them. I'm happy for them. You know, Paint the Night's coming back for them, and they got the whole Pixar Pier, whatever. But I jumped on there, and I commented, and I said, hey, look, Disney, it's been like 543 days without a nighttime parade at the Magic Kingdom. And you have not told us anything whatsoever. Nothing. When can we hear something? When is the drought going to stop? A lot of Disneyland people on that post did not like what I had to say whatsoever. I said, oh, Jeff, stop whining. Stop complaining. You guys have this over in Disney World. You got this. You got this. You got this. I was like, okay, you know what? If I'm complaining because there's no nighttime parade at the Magic Kingdom, I told them, like I've said before, put a pacifier in my mouth, put a bonnet on my head, because I'm going to keep crying like a baby. I want that nighttime parade at the Magic Kingdom. And I said to them, I said, you guys have got a fantastic park over there. You have the park that Walt built, that Walt walked around in. The park where Walt Disney rode attractions that you still get to ride today. You have that extra little bit of magic they don't have at Walt Disney World. You guys have got that. I said, enjoy all that stuff, but we want a nighttime parade back at the Magic Kingdom. No matter whether we have whatever, we still want that nighttime parade. And I said to him, I said, there's just something about a nighttime parade in the Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World. It makes it extra magical and extra special for the people that show up. So I continue to count the days. And when, you know, the Disney Parks blog decides to post something else about a nighttime parade over Disneyland, guess what? I'm going to put those days on that post as well. Disneyland fans, if you don't like it, sorry. That's just the way it is. So, wanted to pass that on to you guys. Didn't bother me that they were saying the things they said. Whatever, it's fine. So, anyway, do want to talk some Star Wars as we get started today. The Star Wars Jedi Challenges. It's a smartphone app that previously required extra equipment to play, including the Lenovo Mirage AR headset and lightsaber controller, has a new version for iPhone that has been updated to use the AR kit, a version of augmented reality. In celebration of the update, the game creators have added a free holochess mode that you can play in augmented reality. Play the iconic game from the original Star Wars film, known to fans as Djarik, I guess is the name of it, on any flat surface, including your living room floor, your table, wherever it may be. Now, the creatures, of course, appear as holograms on top of the circular board. Holochess can be played on iPhones and iPads and includes 18 levels on 6 different planets, plus 8 unlockable creatures. The HoloChess feature is exclusive to iOS and can be downloaded from the App Store now. So if you've got an Apple iPhone, you'll be able to enjoy this along with all the other tablets and stuff like that. So make sure you check it out. All right. Guests will soon be able to explore Disneyland Resort and Walt Disney World in a whole new way. It's a brand new thing that Disney's coming out with very soon. It's called Play Disney Parks. It's going to be available for iOS and Android. So Android people, you're not being left out of this one. And what it's going to do is going to allow you to, well, you know, play in the parks. You're going to have some interesting experiences at both parks through interactive activities in the surrounding environment. So this is going to be very cool. It's working off of your GPS on your phone. And it's free to download. Doesn't cost you a thing. So while you're standing in line, let's say for, let's not pick Space Mountain. The signal's not too good in there. Let's say it's Peter Pan, and you're waiting in line, and it's a 75-minute wait. Well, you can open up this brand-new app, Play Disney Parks, and you can play with the people in your party. You can play with surrounding people, somebody you don't know in line. Say, hey, do you have this game? Hey, let's play it. Just an interesting way to pass the time by. How boring can it really get sometimes when you're standing in line for an attraction at Walt Disney World? Especially if it's like spring break, the summertime, Christmas time, stuff like that. The lines get very long, you get very bored, not everybody's talking so much because it's so hot or whatever. So you play a game on your phone, very interactive and something you should definitely check out. As the details do come out, though, I will share them with you to let you know when to download this app, because it looks like it's going to be pretty good. So make sure you be listening for that. All right, so guests staying over at select Disney resorts can now unlock their room. We talked about this last week. And some of the common area doors using the My Disney Experience app on many popular mobile devices. Now, we did talk about this before last week. It's coming to Disney's Wilderness Lodge, Copper Creek Villas and Cabins at the Wilderness Lodge. Excuse me, and also Boulder Ridge Villas at Disney's Wilderness Lodge. The unlocked door feature may be available at other Disney resorts on down the line. We're talking a few months here, not something that's just happening tomorrow. So what you do, digital key, you can quickly unlock the door to your hotel room, as well as the hotel entrance gate, and doors to common areas like the fitness center, the lounges, elevators, pools, stuff like that. And plus, guests who have completed online check-in may be able to bypass the front desk and use the digital key to go directly to the room after you arrive at Walt Disney World. So what that means, you get there, you already know your room number, stuff like that. You unload everything from the car, you go up, you put your phone up to the lock, it unlocks the door, your vacation starts, and you didn't even have to go to the front desk. If you don't use online check-in, I recommend it because it does save a little bit of time instead of doing the regular check-in when you get there, so definitely utilize that. But, you know, Disney felt that we really needed this option on the My Disney Experience app because so many other big chain hotels are doing this. You can, of course, still use your Magic Band to unlock your room. I said it before, I'll say it again. The process of having to take your phone out, open the app, get to that specific part of it takes a little too much time to me when all I have to do really is just put my arm or your lanyard up to the door. It unlocks the door. Boom, you're good to go. You can either start your vacation or go to bed because you're so tired. So you do it however you want to. It's up to you. If you want to use your mobile device, you can. If you want to use your Magic Band, you can. All right. Tickets are now available for purchase online for Disney H2O Glow Nights at Typhoon Lagoon. Also, Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Parties. And don't forget, Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. Now, the deal with Typhoon Lagoon, H2O Glow Nights, it's starting on June the 21st, and it's going to transform the park as Buzz, Woody, and Jesse throw a beach party inspired by Partysaurus Rex. H2O Glow Nights are a separate ticketed event. They do not include admission from when you go to the Typhoon Lagoon. And it is not included in any daytime admission, like I said. The cost, not too bad, though. $55 for adults and $50 for children ages 3 to 9. Basically, when you're opening up Typhoon Lagoon at that time of night, all the experiences of the attractions, the water slides, the lazy river, the wave pool, all that other stuff, getting to experience that at night is very unique. And I would take advantage of it if I was closer to Orlando. $55 is really not that bad. In all honesty, I mentioned this to Nicole the other night, telling her how, you know, tickets were on sale for all the parties and stuff. And I said to her, I said, H2O really sounds like a lot of fun. And she's like, yeah, but there's going to be a lot of people there. I said, that's fine. People can ride the slides all night long if they want to. I will be in the lazy river on my tube, relaxing and enjoying the music and just the atmosphere of being at Typhoon Lagoon tonight. So you want to check that out, you've got an opportunity. Now then, Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, available for 34 nights this fall. You're going to see the return of Hocus Pocus Villain Spectacular right there in front of Cinderella Castle. Mickey's Boo to You Parade down Main Street, USA, which is always a good time. And then, of course, Happy Hallowishes, led by everybody's favorite villains. Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party's tickets start at $75 in advance and $85 at the gate if they are available. But you can buy them right now. Go ahead and save yourself that $10. Why not? Just go ahead. If you're an annual pass holder, I think you save an extra couple of dollars off that. So that's a nice touch. Then we've got, of course, Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. And you're going to see the Once Upon a Christmas Parade, Holiday Wishes Fireworks, A Frozen Holiday Wish, which has got Elsa transforming Cinderella Castle into a icy wonderland. And then, of course, the stage show, Mickey's Most Merriest Celebrations. Now, Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party tickets started $95 in advance or $105 at the gate if available. Also, annual pass members, make sure you check for those discounts along with DVC members as well. So everybody's been waiting for this time, kind of like they wait for free dining. They're waiting for free dining to come out as well. But these tickets for these parties are available right now. Get them while you can, especially if you plan on going, let's say, for instance, the Halloween party, and you want to go on Halloween night. Buy your tickets now. That night goes very quickly. Actually, a couple days before that, the night before and Halloween night goes very, very fast. So I suggest you buy those tickets right now. When it comes to the Christmas party, just buy them now, save yourself the money, and not have to worry about it anymore. So wanted to pass on that information to you. Those are all the big headlines out of Walt Disney World, but we do have some interesting rumors to get to. Those are coming up next here on Press Row.
There's nothing quite like the magic at Walt Disney World Resort. It's the place where dreams come true. Moments last a lifetime, and enchantment is around every corner. The world tells you to grow up. Here, you never have to. Walt Disney World Resort. That's the power of magic.
To book your magical Walt Disney World vacation, call Storybook Destinations at 1-844-TO-STORY today or visit storybookdestinations.com. Sorcerer Radio is celebrating its 17th year of Disney music, and we'd like to thank the listeners for sticking with us. To celebrate, we're giving away free Sorcerer Radio stickers to all of our listeners. To receive your sticker, just send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to Sorcerer Radio, P.O. Box 207, Prairieville, Louisiana, 70769. That's Sorcerer Radio, P.O. Box 207, Prairieville, Louisiana, 70769. Thanks again, and here's to many more years of radio magic. Offer valid for U.S. residents.
There's an adventure in every cup waiting for you at Expedition Roasters. And now, there's two new themed coffees waiting to be explored. Get your motor running with Route 66 Tire Fix, a smooth breakfast blend perfect for the world's fastest racing machine's big race, or just a low and slow cruise through town. Are you looking for something a little darker? Whether your day involves ruling the galaxy or simply crushing a rebellion, Dark Side Roast will give you the power to complete your day's mission. You'll never have to force yourself to awaken when you brew Dark Side Roast. So why not brew a little magic at your home? Try one of these new small batch roasted themed coffees or pick up an old favorite at expeditionroasters.com. And don't forget, Sorcerer Radio listeners can take 20% off your first order with code SR20. That's SR20 at expeditionroasters.com. Brew your happy place.
Missing the scents of Disney? Three Cheeky Chicks Wax Company offers an array of Disney-inspired scents in their home fragrance line. Wax melts, scented candles, and room sprays to bring the scents of Disney to your home. Visit their website, www.magicallyscented.com.
Do you have a Disney-related business or product and would like help getting the word out? Become a sponsor of Sorcerer Radio today. For more information, please contact our business office via email at sponsors@srsounds.com.
It's DW60 with Jeff Davis on Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
I wasn't like every other kid, you know, who dreams about being an astronaut. I was always more interested in what bark was made out of on a tree.
Hey, how you doing?
You must think I'm pretty stupid.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
That's what I'm talking about! Let's get nuts!
It's time for the DW60 Rumor of the Week.
So a Walt Disney World-related website has published a rumor on its website and social media sites that the Disney company has purchased a fleet of new monorails. Now, the current fleet has been used by Walt Disney World since 1989 and is definitely in need of being replaced. The article also says the new fleet will reportedly be built by Bombardier of Canada, the same company that built the Mark six trains for Walt Disney World. I believe it's six. I mean, this is total speculation at this time. Disney has not yet made any type of announcement whatsoever concerning a new monorail fleet. Now, from what they are saying, some of the incidents, and the most recent is why they're making this decision. Now, you remember Monorail Red? Back in January, a video was taken with a passenger. And the video they put up, one of the two doors in the monorail they were in, one of the doors was wide open. I mean, while they were traveling to Epcot, this was happening. And then after the incident, Disney did put up some signs to everybody to, you know, not lean on the doors, you know, stuff like that. There was that incident. Then in June of 2017, you remember Monorail Blue? It had a large piece fall off of it right there at the Epcot parking lot. Then last year, Monorail Teal had numerous breakdowns during the summertime. And then, of course, don't forget the automation system that is still not working properly after many years of work, which was a response to the horrific crash back in 2009 that killed Monorail pilot Austin Winnenberg, if you remember that. That was a really bad situation. So all of the stuff, you know, kind of thrown together, you know, Disney finally said, oh, I guess it's time that we do need to put together a brand new monorail fleet. We need to pay for it. But how are we going to pay for it? Well, maybe the parking fees are paying for it a little bit. I don't know. But one way that you know, this website is saying they are paying for it was the cancellation of the Main Street Theater. You know, they were talking about doing that back in 2017 at the D23 Expo. And a lot of people just kind of shook their head as to, well, why are you doing this whole Main Street Theater thing? It was not very popular. A lot of people were not really on board with it. They were supposed to start construction back in October. And then all of a sudden, it got completely canceled in February and went away. So a lot of that money for the new monorail fleet, they say, is what's being used. Do we need a new monorail system? Yeah, we do. There is no doubt in my mind, Disney World is way overdue for a new monorail fleet. So once Disney makes the official announcement, then we can get excited. But at the same time, remember, we're building a new gondola system as well. Disney is building this new gondola system for you to get back and forth, a new form of transportation, which is really cool. So if we do get a new monorail fleet, we'll have the new gondola system as well. What are these new monorails going to look like? Hard to say. Some people have posted videos of some of the monorails that this company have done in the past few years. They need a little bit of adjustment design-wise to make it more look more Disney, in my opinion. They don't look like Disney monorails. I'm not saying they have to look exactly the same as they do look today, but some variations, in my opinion, need to be made to it a little bit. So we will watch that very closely and see what happens. All right, so finally, for this rumor, it seems that what is going to happen is the My Disney Experience app, according to the rumor, is going to be able to tell you when the next Disney bus is going to be coming to your resort hotel. All of the resorts at Walt Disney World received electronic bus wait time signs over the past few years. Now, they're not exactly perfect. Some of them are. Some of the buses do show up on time when you look up at the screen and they say, yes, the next bus to the Magic Kingdom is coming at 9:53. And it shows up at 9:53. Sometimes it's about, you know, 5 minutes late, something like that. They try to stay on time as much as they can. Disney is doing their best, in my opinion, to for these schedules to stay as close as possible. The old days of waiting an extra 15 to 20 minutes, it feels like, for a Disney bus to show up at your resort, I think, are coming to a close. Disney's done a really good job of, you know, closing the gap on that as best they can. But a new way for, they're saying a new way for you to check that is going to be on the My Disney Experience app. You pull it up, you look for the wait times. Oh, next one for Epcot is at 11:30 or 11:32, whatever. Go ahead, leave your room, you get up there. Oh, look, they were a minute early. That's fantastic. So it's just another option that's going on with the My Disney Experience app. You know, you're able to buy annual passes now on the app. You're able to unlock your room on the app. And now you can look to see when the next bus is going to be coming to your resort. So you can head off to the parks, Disney Springs, water parks, sports complex, whatever it may be. I think actually that is a really good option because once you get in line, if there are any updates, you can't exactly see the screens themselves anymore because a lot of them are right by the entrances to the resorts. And so you can't necessarily check unless somebody gets out of line, goes over there and looks. So now you can pull out your phone, open the My Disney Experience app and see the updated time. Oh, they're going to be about 5 or 6 minutes late. No problem. So that is a nice option. I really hope that rumor does turn out to be true. And just add the monorails to that. That's some really good information, rumor-wise, for the Walt Disney World Resort. So we will be watching both of those rumors very, very carefully and give you any other details that may come up. Those are your headlines and rumors here on Press Row.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Oh, man, that's good. Yeah, man. You think calypso music is hot? You wait till you taste the pepper on this one.
Ico brings us to the end of our show. Thanks for sticking around and checking out the entire podcast. Now, if you want to contact me with any questions, you know, concerns, you got stories, or you may have something that you know about Walt Disney World that I haven't talked about, that you want others to know about, all you have to do is send me an email. Send your email over to dw60@srsounds.com. You can contact me on social media by heading over to Twitter. Twitter name is @DW_60. And, of course, you can also send a message to me on the DW60 Facebook page. I'll be back again this next Thursday with another edition of DW60. All the great Walt Disney World music, the headlines, the rumors, the emails, all that stuff. If you want to catch the show in its entirety, happens every single Thursday morning, 8 a.m. Eastern Time on Sorcerer Radio over at srsounds.com. Until next time, hope you have a fantastic week. This is Jeff Davis, DW60's Press Row Podcast. Have a great day.
Hi, this is Sorcerer, thanking you, the listeners, for your continued support of Sorcerer Radio, a station committed to bringing the best Disney programming in keeping with Walt Disney's vision, a station where children and parents can have fun listening together and also transporting you back to that favorite place that you all love so much, Walt Disney World. Thanks again for listening. Have a magical day.